Hello and welcome to the Business Wise podcast. I'm Liz McDermott, writing mentor and author, and I have the pleasure of hosting this podcast for the next handful of guests on behalf of Business Wise, the voice of networking in Swindon. I'll be talking to some of the Business Wise members about their business and their advice on networking and lots more in between. And today I have the pleasure of welcoming Louise Sage Muir. Is that correct? Have I said it the right way around?
Louise Muir Sage.
Oh, I knew I'd get it wrong.
That's okay. That's okay. You pronounce the words correctly, whereas everyone seems to get them wrong. So I'll take that.
I just got them the wrong way around. Sorry about
that's
that.
That's fine.
So Louise is a newbie when it comes to our business group. So I don't know her as well as I might yet, but I'm going to get to know her now. So would you like to introduce us about you and your business, please?
Thanks so much, Liz. So yes, I'm Louise Muir Sage, and I own and run Wellness Wiltshire. I work as a weight loss and addiction coach, and I'm also a Reiki practitioner, and I'm based out of Rorton.
And how long have you been in the sort of the wellness business?
So the wellness business is just under a year old for me. But I've actually been in the weight loss industry for 12 years.
Wow, it's a long while.
It's a very long time.
So can I ask you, why did you decide to set up on your own?
So my journey with the weight loss industry started back in 2012, and I joined one of the UK's biggest weight loss organisations as a consultant. I joined them after having a very successful weight loss journey with them, losing over 3 stones and keeping it off, and I wanted to pay it forward. Fast forward to March 2023, and I wasn't in a great place mentally, emotionally, and I was losing control of my weight a little bit and my eating, and I actually spoke to my GP. Mm-hmm. And one of the conversations we had was around how I monitor my food, how I monitor my weight, and we had quite an in-depth conversation. And whilst it was agreed that the company that I was then with was fantastic for weight loss, if you had underlying issues with food, poor relationship as an example, it wasn't necessarily the best thing. And I was formally diagnosed with binge eating disorder. That's what kind of led me to take a step back, because I was overcome with guilt. Had I put anyone else through what I'd been through? And I felt like a fraud at the time. How could I stand there and support people on their weight loss journeys when I was sat there as a diagnosed binge eater?
I mean, the thing is that I think often businesses come out of our own experiences.
Absolutely.
And that's a great way to think of it, helping other people.
Definitely.
To deal with what you had to deal with.
Definitely.
And it is something that can happen to anybody, isn't it?
It really is. And something like binge eating disorder isn't spoken about as much as things like anorexia and bulimia, which are quite well known. But with binge eating disorder, if you overeat in front of people, they just presume you've got a large appetite, or you're overindulging. They don't understand. Sometimes there's an issue underlying.
No, and sometimes people want to feed you as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know. And I'm definitely from a family of feeders. Definitely from a family of feeders.
It's like, you know, my mum, she used to say, it wasn't the same, obviously, as that. But she'd say, like, you know, when you get a cold, all you have to, I think it's feed a cold, starve a fever, or the
absolutely.
Other way around.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you get more food then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's very hard, isn't it? If you're going out to places to celebrate, like today is your birthday and you're celebrating it here.
It is.
You know, somebody going out for celebration, how did you cope?
So I've always loved food, and I always joked about the fact that was the reason that I was overweight, because the only food I won't eat is rice pudding. That's it. So for me, I've always said that actually that was, you know, one of the issues. But for me, eating out, I've taken it right back to basics, actually, because I feel that, especially since COVID, the way that we eat out has changed massively. Mm. And we've got so much more used to eating out and even ordering in for occasions. And it used to be you'd go out for a meal on a special occasion, such as a birthday. Yeah. But that seems to have now changed to, well, we'll go and eat out tonight because it's Monday. And it's just become the norm to eat out. So the special side of it seems to have kind of dissolved. So for me now, if I am going out for a meal, I will try and pick somewhere that's a little bit different and have a dish that I know I'm really, really going to enjoy, opposed to one that I feel I should choose.
And that's a really good tip to anybody else who's having this problem, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because the binge eating comes from a place where you're denying yourself certain foods, and then when you do have that food, whether it's chocolate, crisps, bread, they're the big ones, you then overindulge in it because you've denied yourself for it for so long, it sets off a trigger cycle. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really interesting because, as you say, a lot of people don't know about binge eating. So thank you for sharing that.
Welcome.
That would be helpful for a lot of people,
yeah,
who might be going through the same sort of experience. From there, you've also got into Reiki.
So I have.
Can you tell us what Reiki is? Because I'm sure a lot of the listeners won't know what it actually is.
No, and for me, when I first discovered Reiki, I discovered it probably 22 years ago. It was explained to me as a chance to go and lie down for about an hour and just to unwind. And I was like, fantastic, take my money. Because actually, that just sounded perfect. So I'm very fortunate that I've been in an environment where Reiki is quite massive. And Reiki is a spiritual healing. That's what Reiki officially is. What people can expect from Reiki, yes, you do get to lie down and chill out. But what you can expect from it, the way that I work, is to complete what's known as a body scan, working within the energy of a person's aura and listening to their chakras and picking up points across the body where maybe there are blockages. And that can be directly related to chakras. It could even be physical ailments as well. A client that I saw at the weekends, just as an example, I picked up there was some tension in her hip, which she hadn't previously explained to me. And it's just being able to release and to let go. Mm-hmm. And it really is a chance just to experience some calm. So if you want to have some calm, really good night's sleep, then Reiki's absolutely worth trying. It's a very, very ancient practice.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things that until it's so hard to explain what it is until you've had it and you've benefited from it.
Yes. And I think that's true of quite a lot of, I don't know if it's the correct word, but alternative
absolutely
medicines.
Absolutely.
In the past, I've had kinesiology.
Yes.
And I've also had needles. Acupuncture.
Acupuncture, yeah.
You forget your words. And they've both worked brilliantly. I've had Reiki once, I think, and it was very relaxing.
Yes.
And yes, it's interesting. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a bit about networking.
Okay.
Because as I said at the beginning, you're very much a newbie.
I am very new. Very
Why
new.
Did you join?
So I was very fortunate to go to the fundraising evening that BusinessWise held. And I knew quite a few people that were already part of BusinessWise. Mm-hmm. And I'd been along to a couple of networking groups and it was a lovely morning out. But I didn't feel like I was actually making genuine connections with fellow business owners. Mm-hmm. And for somebody who's quite new into business, I'm not necessarily new in my industry, but I'm new in my own business. And I wanted to make those personal connections so that people would be able to recommend me, because I'm a massive believer that your best recommendation will always be word of mouth. Mm-hmm. You can spend fortunes on advertising, but actually having that word of mouth, that personal recommendation, is priceless. So I went along to the networking evening and I was made to feel so incredibly welcome by everyone there. I won on the raffle.
Ooh,
so
well done.
That was probably what cinched it for me. But it really was the atmosphere, the genuine support amongst people in that room. I just knew I wanted to be part of BusinessWise.
And that's what the meetings are like, isn't it?
It is. It's fantastic, the meetings. And it's an extremely early start.
It is.
But it is so worth it, because you can walk in and you can celebrate your successes. You can walk in and if you're having a challenging time, people will listen to you and genuinely listen and will support you. I've never seen support like it, and it means the world to know that if I'm struggling with something, there is somebody there to just listen. Mm-hmm. or if somebody's looking for Reiki, I know there are people out there that will be able to send them my way. And also people that come to me, if I can't help them, I've built a network of people that I can recommend them to as well.
Yes, yeah, that's really good, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
And I think that's the thing. Often people don't want to go networking because they go, well, I'm not going to meet anybody.
Yes.
But the point is, it's not always the people in the room, it's the people they know as well.
Definitely.
And all of their contacts.
Definitely.
And as I've been going to it for years, and I wouldn't be getting up at that silly o'clock in the morning if it wasn't going to be good. And as soon as you walk in the room, you can feel the energy.
Absolutely. And it's been such a different experience to me, because previously I've been led to believe that perhaps with networking, your audience are the people in the room, but it's not.
No.
Making those personal connections has just been incredible for me, and I'm only a month in.
And I'm sure you're going to be there much longer. It's great having you in the group.
I love it. I love it. So it's fantastic.
So going back to your business, what are you looking for in the future? Where are you hoping to go to?
It's really hard to say where I want to go with it, because what I love most is helping people feel better. That's what I love. It's really hard to build a business plan alongside that, because it's not money driven for me. Yes, absolutely, making a living from it is nice.
Yeah.
However, I just want to be able to offer services to people that I know have helped me. I'm a big believer in anything that I experience that I know helps me feel better. The best thing that I can do is to pay that forward and to help other people experience that. So I'm launching a Reiki program where people can pay in bulk so that they've got their sessions covered for a year or 6 weeks or, you know, however quickly they feel they need to use those sessions. I've started an introduction to meditation program as well, because again, people hear about meditation, but they think you've got to sit on a rock with your legs crossed looking at a field. But it's just actually about being present in the now. And we're not great at that because our minds always wander.
Exactly. And it's about, I think as well for me, it's about giving time to you.
Yes.
And totally being able to relax and not worry about anything else.
Definitely.
And I don't think people do that enough.
We don't.
No.
We don't do it enough. And we don't talk enough. And that's the other thing with it.
Some of us talk too much.
It's when I called my company Wellness Wiltshire, what really inspired that was, I want to help the people of Wiltshire feel well.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's what I
want. Such a good title.
That's what I want.
Brilliant. So can you give me three tips that you could perhaps, if you can think of three tips off of your head, but three tips that you would say to somebody who was having problems with their eating?
Okay. So having problems with your eating, the first thing that I would recommend to anyone is to speak to a healthcare professional. That's the very first thing
Brilliant.
To do, because ultimately they've had all the formal training. So do speak to them. The second thing to do is to cut yourself some slack. We are so incredibly poor at giving ourselves praise, but we're extremely good at knocking ourselves down. So actually, cut yourself some slack. Take a step back and evaluate what perhaps is going on. And the third thing is, just know that you're not alone. That's probably my biggest tip. You are not alone. There's a huge support network out there for anything where you're struggling with food, with eating habits, with addiction, those kind of things. So just reach out
to
somebody.
They're really good tips. I think the last one is true for everything, because we always think we're the only one
Absolutely.
Going through whatever it is we're going through. And yet, there's so many hundreds of thousands and millions of us.
Yeah,
there's bound to be somebody else doing the same thing.
There are. We're unique in the way that our DNA is made up, but that's kind of where it ends.
And we might be unique in the way we deal with things.
Yes,
but there are always going to be aspects that are
100%
the same.
100%.
And can I ask you, would you have any advice for anybody who's going to start going networking?
So go with an open mind. Don't go with a motive. But go and have conversations with people, and don't be shy to tell them about your business. Be proud of your business, because the more people get to know you, people want to know the person, not the business. So the more they get to know you, the more likely they are to understand your business, show an interest, and ultimately recommend you as well.
Again, excellent tips. So is there anything you'd like to tell us about your business that I haven't asked you about?
I don't think so. It's, for me, I work online as well as in person. Mm-hmm. I'm based out of Rorton, and everyone is welcome to work with me. I offer discovery calls free of charge, so people can always book a discovery call via my website to just discuss their personal needs, because again, I don't believe there's a one-size-fits-all approach to anything like this, so it is very bespoke. But it's there, it's open to everyone, and there will never, ever be any judgment.
That's brilliant. So where can people find you?
So my website is wellnesswiltshire.co.uk, mm-hmm. and I can also be found on Facebook as Wellness Wiltshire as well, and LinkedIn as Louise Muir Sage.
And I'm glad you've said that, so I didn't get it around the wrong way again. That is brilliant. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If you want to find Louise and also find out more about Business Wise, then there will be information in the notes that go with this podcast. It's been lovely having you with us today, and especially on your birthday. So
thanks,
we hope you have
much.
A lovely special day for the rest of the day. And thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Liz.